This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I mean, you know, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. If you try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of shine. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. If you try to take it from me.
Welcome to 4th and John, episode 230, and we are talking the recap of a terrible, terrible loss for the Eagles versus the Dallas Cowboys. The Eagles go all the way to Dallas and get their asses whooped in primetime television. The fact that the fan base had to watch that, it's an embarrassing moment for the Eagles right now. Obviously, we have a young head coach. We have a young football team. We have a football team looking for a new direction. We asked for a identity of this football team. We've had, kind of different performances the last two games. The offense, again, has really stalled. Let me ask you, Coach Sirianni. Coach Sirianni says, doing the things that require no talent. And as a head coach, things that require no talent is running the football. When Miles Sanders has two carries for 27 yards, average of 13.5 a pop, and your other running back has one carry. We have three carries on the football game. So I'm going to say that right off the bat. I think we looked unprepared. Another game where we're penalized heavy. We're one of the most penalized teams in the NFL, and you gotta be efficient. You talk about being efficient. That was not efficient football. I think teams are starting to key on things that we do best. If you're talking about Hurts, what he does best, I think overall, Hurts did not have a good performance. The way that Cowboy podcast and Cowboy media was talking about our Eagles getting our asses thrashed, and I was like laughing. I was like, "Come on, we're not getting thrashed. Not like this. We got thrashed, just like we did." And just to hammer at home. We're talking about undisciplined football. You know, the Philadelphia Eagles, 7 penalties, 46 yards in the first half. The Los Angeles Rams have 7 penalties and 55 yards on the season. Right now, we are the most penalized football on the team in the NFL. And overall, it's just an ugly performance. I know everyone wants to get stuff off their chest, and we're going to allow you guys to do that. But Evan, we'll start with you. How are you feeling today, my friend?
I don't feel great, man. I don't know how I'm supposed to feel so good after, and on a Sunday like yesterday, I'm sitting around all day just waiting for this game on Monday night. All day at work, I'm sitting around waiting for this game, and then to finally just come out here and just get absolutely steamrolled. It's a kick in the gut, man. Like you said, it's completely undisciplined. The penalties across the board, and not to mention, there's no heart that I saw in this team in the entire third quarter, like the entire second half, pretty much, man. They just weren't there. The fans saw it as well. I mean, I saw them on Twitter. They were leaving. They were going to bed the same way that they were leaving the stadium for the 49ers game. It's sad, man. I really noticed tonight that I just have to come to grips with the fact that the Dallas Cowboys are a much better team right now at this point. And I'm finally willing to acknowledge that Dak Prescott is indeed a better quarterback than Carson Wentz. I'll get that off my chest.
Oh, wow. We are just like just honesty hour right now. I know Prime, you know, you have a brother that is a Dallas Cowboy fan. I know you had to hear it. What is your reaction after today's performance?
I don't got no reaction, man. I'm speechless. It's really frustrating. You know, I went into this game with, you know, some pretty decent hopes. It started off good. The defense looked good. We got that turnover. We got that touchdown, defensive touchdown. And, you know, I got hyped from that point on, but then it was just like the rest of the game was just lost. I mean, and it got so frustrating. I had to put my phone down because, you know, the social media was just going crazy. Everybody's asking for the run. I mean, I wasn't asking for the run. I was just asking for a play that was going to actually, I'm trying not to curse, that was actually going to go ahead and work. And we can't even get that. Forget about calling for a run play. Just call for a play that's going to actually work. I mean, a lot of that garbage yards that we were getting were because they were playing so far back and, you know, they started going into that prevent D, like, you know, they didn't have nothing to worry about because they had a, you know, a decent lead throughout the game. So, you know, they pretty much let loose on the pedal to go ahead and give us the opportunity to get some yards and score some touchdowns. But it the play calling today was just horrible. Defense was tired. Stupid penalties. Dude, I'm sorry, man. I cannot stand Derek Barnett. I want him so gone. Like, that dude just gets on my nerves, man. Oh, my God. Like, just play the game, man. Like, why are you going to go ahead and start off the game like trying to be this big, bad, tough guy? You ain't even doing nothing to back it up. Like, I mean, you had one good pressure on Dak, and then the rest of the time, that was it. And I think they even got Nick Sirianni on the sideline on, like, one of the little replays, reading his lips, saying it's always that same guy. He's always the one that's getting these stupid penalties called on him. And it's frustrating, man. But besides that, it was just, like, rough to just sit there and watch the whole thing. I know me and you were going back and forth in text, kind of like wondering if we were actually going to go ahead and do this podcast. But you know what? At the end of the day, you're right. That's what we are. We're Eagles fans. You know what I mean? We stick through it to the end, and, you know, the show must go on. So that's what we're here to
do. Oh, man. You mentioned Derek Barnett. I put a tweet out there, death, taxes, and a Derek Barnett penalty. You know, it's just one thing. It's just like, that's a sign of an undisciplined football. You talk, Sirianni talked about the practice that they had leading into the Falcons game and how solid of a practice that they had. What have the practices been looking like is what I want to know. Are they having great practices? I mean, one thing that we can, it's there right in our face. Three games in, we are down three starters on the offensive side. On the offensive line, we only have five offensive linemen. Three of them are are out three games in, and it's incredible. It's unreal, and it's I said it's like so Philadelphia that we're sitting here down three offensive linemen, and you know, it's the thing about Sirianni, right? You want to put he preached about putting your players in a best, you know, a better situations, you know, to win. And how does not running the football help your quarterback in a hostile environment to settle down a rabid fan base that's going ape, ape shit out there? Like, how do we not settle them down with our running game, sustain a couple of long drives? Like, how does that not,
I don't understand at this point. Like, when you run upwards of there was a point where they were on a streak of at least 21 plays in a row where they hadn't run the ball. They hadn't had the designed run play. That is just absolutely inexcusable. I don't understand how the lack of run plays being called in the game plan just transfers from one regime to the next, whether it's Doug Peterson or it's Sirianni. It doesn't make any sense why Miles Sanders isn't being used. Anytime he touches the ball, he can make things happen. Like you said, I mean, he busted off a big run tonight for 24 yards. He carried the other lone ball for another 3 yards. He's productive, man, and we just don't use him. It doesn't make any sense. And honestly, Jalen Hurts, he this wasn't his best game, obviously, but there was a lot of things out there that were just concerning to me. I remember last year with Carson Wentz and him holding onto the ball too long. What the hell was that at the end of the game where he should have just he rolled out to his left and he just sat there and took the sack from three different Cowboys? Like, how do you not get rid of that ball, man? It doesn't make any sense to me. It's just we have no rhyme or reason to anything that we do on offense, anything we string together. I don't know what to say, man. This team has a long, long way to go. I think this game honestly tempered a lot of expectations for the year, but this conversation about Jalen Hurts not being the guy, I'm not ready to pull that trigger yet, man. I said at the beginning of the year, I'm willing to give him the whole year. I want to see what we get out of this. And if it's a shitty football team the entire year, then honestly, we could have three top 10 picks.
Yeah, so
that's where we're at now.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely too early to go ahead and just, you know, cancel the season and then, you know, cancel him out. I mean, yeah,
what do we have behind him? Nothing.
That's what I'm saying. He definitely didn't look his greatest today. I mean, I didn't understand some of his throws. You know, he short-ended Rager on that one that got picked off. And, you know, Devontae fell on the one that he got a pick six. Well, that Diggs got a pick six off of him. But, you know, at the same time, you being the quarterback, you're giving away the play because you're staring Devontae down the whole time. So it's like you kind of gave it away that you were going to go to Devontae and Diggs had his number. At the end of the day, as much as this rivalry goes, you know, I can't stand the Cowboys. I'm never going to go ahead and change my feelings about them. But hats off to them. Today they played, you know, they played ball, man. I still don't feel like they're that team. It's only the third game of the season. At the end of the season is where it really matters. You know what I mean? Who ends up on top? We got time to go ahead and make changes, but the next few weeks we got some rough games. So it doesn't look like in our favor. But you know, at the end of the day, I just hope that these guys come back during the week and get their shit together and make some whatever adjustments they need to make, because we got a long season ahead of us.
It was funny. I was watching a YouTuber. I forget his name. He was a Dallas Cowboys YouTuber, mm-hmm. and it was like a film study, and it was basically about a Jalen Hurts throw to the outside and being a little bit late. He said, if he tries that with Diggs, it will get picked. I obviously, you know, Devontae fell down, but he read it all the way. And the fact that that's exactly what happened. I was watching this right before the game. I was like, yeah, I see how that throw was late. I'm hoping that Hurts has a better game. You know, throwing the ball placement. Again, we saw some ball placement issues. I guess, you know, that slant to Goddard, the ball was behind him. You talk about the throw to in the first quarter with the interception. Like, he didn't have to throw that football. Like, mm-hmm. there's a play where you're like, this same YouTuber, I wish I knew his name, because, you know, he said if he throws these balls up, they're gonna get picked, and he said it right, and that's what exactly what happened. And the fact that you don't have to force those things, especially your opening drive, you know, you talk about setting the tone. I'll give hats off to the defense. I felt like they were playing their heart out in the first, like, they looked tired. They mm-hmm. looked really tired. But the fact that, you know, they got a goal line stand in Dallas on the 1 yard line with the kind of way their offense has been running, to get that gave this team some life. I thought it would give the team some life. But again, man, just overall bad performance.
Yeah, that run was killing us tremendously, man. We couldn't do anything. I mean, they were double teaming our defensive tackles. So, you know, that definitely opened up the line. Again, you know, the defense, they played their heart out, and they eventually did get tired. I mean, they were on the field way too long, longer than what they needed to be. Going back to that first drive, I felt like, yeah, it was way too early to go ahead and throw that deep ball. Like, let's go ahead and beat this defense down. I mean, again, why not the run? That was like the perfect, you know, setup right there. You know, let's go with some, you know, some running plays, tire this defense down. You know what I mean? Go after a seat. Look, exactly what they did to us. You know, they went, you know, throwing, you know, wideout plays, three straight plays that opened up the defense, and then our linebackers, what do? They bit off of the – I'm sorry, they went three running plays, and then they opened up the tight end screen, dump off that ended up getting some yardage or the first down, whatever it was. But that's just the thing. They opened up the linebackers. The linebackers bit on the running backs, and that's what gave the opportunities for these tight ends to be open. Like, that's that, – I wish we had that same game plan going on, and it looked like it seemed like it was going to be matched up equally, but – we got away from it, like, maybe after the fourth play.
Yeah, you talk about the zone defense. Is our team disciplined enough in this zone scheme right now? Like, I mean, it's very early on. I mean, like, talking about you're seeing some communication issues, like that play to the tight end for the touchdown. Like, when you look back and you see after I usually look like after a score, I start looking around at the players if they're pointing at each other or they're looking at each other, yeah, like confused, because I want to see where the confusion's coming from. I still have to see the other angles of, like, what were they looking at? Was it Darius Slay supposed to be back on that play, or was it Singleton going back, and I don't know if he was supposed to get back there. Overall, it just felt like they have to get more disciplined. Obviously, it's going to take time to learn as they play along with each other, to figure out who's supposed to be where. But overall, I just felt like they at least gave a performance.
Yeah. As far as the defense goes, man, I'm still looking, and it seems like the same old story year in and year out. It's the linebackers. The linebackers have just been playing abysmal. And I was really hoping the addition of Eric Wilson was going to help out a lot, but they had a rough day out there today, man. It was completely soft in the middle of the field. This is tough, man.
I want to definitely go to some of the Facebook comments out here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I could feel this one. Solo Sports says, "All I know is pain."
Amen.
That is a feeling that we're all feeling. There's a moment where, as a confident, prideful Eagle fan, you know all the people in your life that is going to be calling you tomorrow, texting you tomorrow, that you got to see the coworker, in Prime's case, the brother, just the person that you got to see this week. And that's what you got to man up. And this is what the Eagles got to do. They got to man up. Kyle from Facebook says, at the end of the day, Sirianni said he doesn't want to call a play Jalen isn't comfortable with. Jalen looked uncomfortable all game. He did.
He did. He absolutely did. I texted you guys during the game that he just looked lost. This offense was out there, and there was no rhythm that could be found for 90% of the game. I mean, we had that one good drive where we were marching down play after play, but we had no rhythm. We were able to put together this entire game. Jalen looked absolutely lost out there. And I think a lot of it, I can't put it all on him, man. You got three new offensive linemen right in front of you. You got a banged up O-line.
Some of this play calling was just like tremendous, man. I mean, I felt like they were focusing too much on these short plays, and that defense was, all over it. Like, and they kept on going, back to it. And I didn't understand why. Like, how do you go from 1 week to go ahead and making these bomb throws and big plays, and then you want to play short field, like, at the wrong time of the game? I was just that's the frustrating part. I mean, these little short dump off passes was not getting us nowhere. And I
want to know how easy is it to fix to get your team more disciplined, because it was absolutely outrageous. It felt like every single play there was a flag down on the field when the Eagles were out there. What's the quick fix for disciplining a team? Is there one, or is that just something that comes with time and chemistry?
This is what I was thinking halfway through the game. I was like, the same exact question you're asking me. I was like, how do you fix this in practice? Like, I'd have people run. I was like, we're all running. Let's get this straight. Let's all run the first half of practice. So we can,
coordinators and all, everybody run. Everybody.
Man, listen, like all the flags,
Yeah, is this the game where you just wrap it up in a bow and you throw it away? Because there was there anything good out of this tape? Zeller's Tracy says Slay looked good. He looked all right. You know, I'll give him that.
It's just so hard in a loss like that where you get absolutely blown out to try and pick out the good performances. I'll give you one. How about my boy? Can we give it up for my boy Aaron Sipos? That dude, he's one of the best punters in the league.
Okay,
I'm in on it.
I give you punters of people too.
Man, listen, I'm gonna give my boy some props. As much as all week everybody was worried about him playing the position as a backup and not holding his ground, and here we needed to focus on the rest of the team just the way we played. But Andre Dillard did. I think he did a great job. I think he did a great job tonight.
I had to break out the Andre Dillard helmet to give good vibes for him this week. Mm. It's been up here.
Were you wearing that during the game?
I was not. I was, but he did, you know, coming in, you know, he played well.
Suamalu is such a huge loss though, man.
Did you hear Suamalu screaming?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I heard him screaming.
I saw the way he was like writhing in pain. I saw that and I was like, that's not good.
When the play happened, in between the play, I could hear someone screaming. I'm like, who got hurt? Somebody got hurt bad. Somebody is hurt really bad. Please not be. Oh my God, 2 miles on the ground. Mm. Yeah, dude. Drew says from YouTube, we need a dog on defense at linebacker or safety.
That's exactly.
Yeah, there's a time where, you know, you can get linebackers to make tackles, and you know, but like we need more discipline back there. We need more linebackers that can fill, because hey, we're definitely not filling like you want them to fill. We need a veteran safety. I mean, to come in like Kayvon Wallace, he's been hanging on. I mean, Epps, you know, I made a couple nice plays, but
it's not a solution though, man. That's McLeod is, for a problem.
Rodney's coming back hopefully next week. Hopefully,
yeah. But we still
need
looking toward the future, man.
No, we still need we need a draft of safety.
Yeah,
I'm feeling that. We need to. Pay respect to the linebacker position.
Yeah, I'll hold my breath on that one.
You see this Ray's message here? He says, I read a tweet that said the Eagles offense is like how I play Madden. Run around with the QB and press buttons.
It's bingo, man.
Joan McCabe, Mama McCabe says, tons to work on both sides of the ball. Can't we... give three and outs and D on the field way too long with no rest. I mean, that was, this is not just 1 week. And this is 2 weeks in a row. The offense has been abysmal.
What shirt do you think Nick's going to wear this week?
Just wear a regular Eagle shirt, man.
I'm not going to lie. That beat Dallas t-shirt thing.
It's corny. I don't do corny, bro.
It did not sit well with me this week. I'm like, come on, man. Like, I don't see no. You don't. I get it, but I don't. You know, you don't gotta read. Nobody needs to wear a Beat Dallas t-shirt, man. It's Dallas week. We all know what Beat Dallas means. I would rather have like a ripped off sweatshirt, something. And the font, it didn't even look good.
No, it looked like his like kid made it.
It was like on some MS Power Paint ish. I mean, I think right, the vibe right now, Eagles fans are very upset. I know one upset fan, Puga, he's out there, went all the way from El Paso to Dallas for this game. I know he's very upset. If he's around, he might check in. He's said he has to get back to his hotel because the Wi-Fi is bad out there. But kudos to all the people that showed up, man.
Yeah, and shout out to Gio who got the spotlight treatment from ESPN.
That was pretty cool. That probably the best thing?
Yeah, that was the best thing I saw all night.
Absolutely. Maybe the best thing tonight.
Maybe the best thing of the night could be this Manscaped read.
Listeners across the galaxy, all the way from Australia to Houston, do we have a pube problem? If so, our friends at Manscaped have cleared you for takeoff with their fourth generation and brand new lawnmower 4.0. Kick your pubes to the next planet with the performance package 4.0. The orbits in your pants will feel like you're in zero gravity when using the best tools for the job. For the leaders in male grooming, join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. Get your rocket ready for takeoff by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code fansided20.
Now, you know who looked like a bunch of hairy dickheads out there tonight? That was the Philadelphia Eagles. I know one thing that Nick Sirianni is going to be bringing to practice this week, and that's a Manscaped 4.0. This lawnmower 4.0 and weed whacker, ear and nose hair ball trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, the crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag will hold in your whole solar system. First scheduled for liftoff, the new lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, this spaceship is here to guide you on a journey to your balls, body, butt, and even Uranus.
Only doing this so I don't get fined. Don't forget to use Crop Preserver, ball deodorant, and their Crop Reviver to help your little planets be on their A-game while feeling the sun's heat. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0. The Manscaped boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Abort hairy balls and Buzz Lightyear that Woody with Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDE20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDE20 at manscaped.com for a clean Trinity and beyond. Your space balls and the Eagles will thank you.
Now, Robert Jacob said that. Jacob's not in the thanking matter over here. He says, cocky coach couldn't even beat 49ers because of some BS calls. He doesn't deserve to try and stunt with that shirt. Until he proves to the team and the fan base, he needs to just focus on coaching. And that's, as of now, I want Dougie back. Whoa.
Yeah, he makes me want to throw up in my mouth a little bit. Prime, please. Wait, you're there? Prime, come on. Rain it in. Guys, the sky is not falling. Out here with your, I wish I had the Doug Peterson back.
Check out this meme.
Yeah.
That is one way to share a meme.
I was too lazy to upload. I was like, yeah, I'm not in the mood.
Hey, look, man, you got to understand. This is one of them.
You got to listen to Keith. You guys, this is week three.
It is.
I understand things look pretty bad right now. But if there's one thing I know about my Philadelphia Eagles is they keep us in it until the last week of the season, somehow, some way. So pull it together, guys. Come on.
Our expectations, you know, amongst the three of us, it definitely wasn't high, but again, at the end of the day, you got to understand this is a rivalry game that we don't like losing like that. So I think that's just probably where most of the frustration is at. I mean, you're right. It's still early. We still have plenty of time to go ahead and make whatever adjustments we need to make. I just hope they come together and make those damn adjustments fast, because today, if we play like this the rest of the way, I'll probably be another one calling for Dougie to come back to.
Ivan, I want you to go and watch Muhammad Ali on the ropes. He did a hell of a thing. That's where we need to be right now.
And Sirianni goes, he talks about the rounds, you know, 17 rounds of football.
Muhammad used to go 15.
Round one, you had him, you know, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. You had all the punches. You threw the short stuff. You threw the haymakers. You know, round two. I don't know. You're on the ropes, and in round three, you got knocked out. You got knocked out. I think you need some milk. I think you need to call the ambulance. I think you need to be revived. And I think what's it gonna take? Obviously, what is it gonna take? Moving forward, what do you think to get this team on track?
I would say some more logical play calling. I think that Jacob kind of hit the nail on the head here. It's something that we shouldn't spend the entire show talking about, but it's something that is such a glaring issue staring us in our face. How do you have Miles Sanders and Kenny Gainwell, who have been playing well so far this year, get three designed run carries in the entire game? There's four quarters in the game. We didn't even get a run a quarter. Make that make sense to me.
I really didn't even think we would be questioning the running back game anymore. Like, I thought we would, you know, finally put that statement to rest, but they found a way to bring it right back to life. You know what I mean? Two, like you said, three plays for the running backs all game. It just doesn't make no sense. Like, I mean, I'm not a coach, a professional NFL coach, but damn, I mean, I know three rushing plays is not going to win me the game. So come on. Like, I help me to understand that shit. And I don't think you're ever going to get me to understand that one. I really don't.
Well, Todd from YouTube is trying to make sense. He says, come on, guys. I know it seems bad, but didn't we kind of expect this? The season's going to be full of growing pains. You know, growing pains are real. Like, that is part of the game, but I've never seen us run the ball under three times.
And there's a lot of people that are saying right now in the comment section, they're talking about that, what the score was. I understand you're playing from behind, but ultimately they made us one dimensional. What do we talk about going into pretty much every week is making the other team one dimensional. That's how you win the game. I get that we were down in the game, but you have to have multiple phases of your offense in order to move down the field.
I mean, I was begging. I said, pleading for run the ball. The first time we run the ball, Miles Sanders cracks one off. And that's exactly, I'm like, hello. I mean, it's a part of your game, and this is how you protect your quarterback. Anytime you make Jalen Hurts one dimensional, it's not a good thing.
No, and he doesn't have tremendous arm strength either, man. That's I mean, he doesn't have that zip on the ball.
We're gonna just have to hope that his arm holds up, because I was hearing this arm strength comment all week about his ability. He's going to have to work on that. And the fact that he threw short, you know, I don't know.
Rob's nailing it, right? You know, run the ball opens up the pass. That's what worked for them.
And that's not even like rocket science. You know what I mean? Like, it automatically opens up the way that our linebackers were out of place off of play action, the same way their linebackers. And we gave Micah Parsons a hard time as an off the field player, but damn it, on the field, that dude is balling for a rookie. For his presence to be felt like that as a defensive end, a linebacker, a guy who's all over the field. You got a hat tip to Micah Parsons. Mm-hmm. I think Diggs played a solid game as well out there on his former teammate, Devontae Smith. I just think they look rattled. You can go all the way through. Everyone looked rattled.
Yeah.
No one looked comfortable.
And excuse me. I think that one thing that I can't really wrap my head around with Jalen Hurts is that he has these plays that seem boneheaded, and then he has some plays that he can drop the ball in on a dime. And honestly, I didn't even want to give it up to him, but that touchdown pass to Greg Ward at the very end, that was a well-placed ball. It just, you know, it didn't make me jump off the couch because we were already getting our pants kicked in. I think that Jalen Hurts has these flashes where he looks good, but it's just not consistent. And if there's one guy that I can think of when I say a description like that, it's the last quarterback we had. So, I mean, it's still early in his career, and we're only like seven starts into his career. Like I said, I'll reiterate my point again. We're sticking with Jalen Hurts throughout the rest of the year. I want to see what he can do with the full season under his belt. But as of right now, I haven't been overly impressed. What?
I'm laughing to hide the pain.
Yeah.
Oh, but I just like when Evan gets mad parenty and he's like, I haven't been impressed. Go to your room.
Yeah. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
Because quite frankly, I'm disappointed. I agree that I feel like we need to see more of Hurts. We need to see him. Like, you talk about setting, you know, your players up for success. That's all he talked about in the offseason when he got the job and what he was about. Right now, he's not setting his players up for success. If I was Coach Sirianni and I went back to the locker room and looked my running back in the eye and I knew he had three carries, and I play running back at one point. Like, if I went to my coach, I'm like, bro, I had three carries.
Two. And I'm Miles Sanders.
Two carries.
I'd be like, this nah. That's unacceptable. Edgar says, honestly, this is what we get with RPO QBs. We were running RP nose because that shit was not working.
Yeah, that was whack.
Hey, are you trying to say, do you guys have this feeling in the back of your mind like the offensive game plan has been figured out already? I'm just saying.
Gail, that is honestly verbatim a thought that I had during this game, is that I feel as if this offensive game plan has already been figured out. It really doesn't seem like there's that much to it. There's a lot of trying to force the ball in on plays that shouldn't be forced in. Like I said the same thing about forcing the ball to Devontae Smith last week, and I felt like it was the same sort of thing going on. Not running the ball, continuing to do that. I feel like this offense is pretty vanilla.
I still think we got time to work this out.
Yeah, I mean, we got, you know, 14 more weeks, but
we got Travis talking about Minshew.
Come on.
I mean, the whole offensive game plan really sucked. Like, it just sucked.
But like, all these people, do people really believe this, or is this like reactionary?
This is just reactionary. I mean, it's got to be. I mean, shit, look at the text that I sent you guys earlier. You know what I mean? I was just joking, but it made me talk about Carson. Like, I might as well bring Carson back. I mean, with some of the throws that the kid was making, like, again, I'm not putting it all on him, but I mean, like, you can make better throws than that. I mean, you literally had me convinced the first 2 weeks the way you were slinging that ball, and then today you were just a completely different person. I mean, you got to lead those receivers. Rager, I could see. You know, and I put a little bit of blame on him. You saw that was going to be short. Yo, you got to be defensive on that play. You got to knock the ball down. You can't let that guy to go ahead and just, you know, snag it and intercept it. And that's what he did. And then, you know, again, it was just a lot of forced throws that he made inside great coverage. Why? And then you can't be staring your wide receivers there. You can't give away the plays like that. Maybe Diggs, that's why, because Diggs, you know, this used to be his teammate. He knows how he is. He had his number. He had Devontae's number. So, you know, it definitely went the Cowboys' way today. And again, hats off to them. You know, they played as a complete team today. And look, man, I didn't wish no bad upon Dak last year. You know what I mean? It was sad what happened to him. You know what I mean? I really encouraged the dude to come back. And I was wanting to go ahead and, you know, tell my brother, like, it's foul that they didn't give him the money that, yeah, he deserved. And here, look what happened to him. You know, he got hurt. Definitely didn't wish that upon him. But, hey, that was a great comeback. You know what I mean? Being able to play at home today in front of that crowd. You know what I mean? So hats off to him for doing his thing. He just said that it had to be done against us.
Yeah. I mean, that was something that I honestly didn't even really consider. I hadn't really noticed that the Cowboys had played two away games going up into this, and that was Dak's homecoming, essentially. And, you know, I mean, when you have that type of energy going on inside the stadium, moment, even though it seemed like there was a lot of green inside that stadium tonight, but I guess they quickly ushered themselves out the stadium.
Now we have a little argument going in the chat on Facebook. You know, Josh is saying Hurts is not better than Carson. And these are facts. And Keith says, where are the bad throws? I'm disagreeing with both of y'all. I think
I'm definitely disagreeing.
I mean, I've seen, if you go back and watch the tape, there's been a lot of guys that are missed. There's been some bad underthrown balls. There's been some overthrown balls. You can see the Dallas Goedert in wide open, and he missed Goedert wide open. And like, I'm not the dude that's gonna sit here and like, if I see something, I'm gonna tell you what I see. I'm not gonna be like, oh, Jalen is QB1, right? Or Wentz is like, I've always kept it 100. When Wentz looked uncomfortable, I told you look uncomfortable, and that I've never seen him play like this, and that I'm very concerned about how he's played. And with Hurts right now, if you go look at his throw chart, look where he's not succeeding in the middle of the field. And as we go to another game, you know, like it's still a kind of a thing. And if I'm like what I saw kind of today, if you make Hurts throw from the pocket, what kind of performance are you going to get? Like, I will cone you to death and make him sure he's inside that cone.
Yep.
With the defensive ends pushing, so like Jim Johnson asked what he used to do to Vic, like keep him in there, and being that he's not the tallest QB in the world, make him throw over the middle. You know, that's where I want him to be uncomfortable. And if that keeps becoming a thing, we'll see. Like, I just think it was a terrible game plan.
Yeah. Now terrible. my two cents about the two guys, I'm gonna disagree with y'all both as well. You know, I mean, me especially being one of the biggest Carson supporters, I'll be quick to go ahead and tell you the dude diminished a lot. I mean, still watching him in the Indianapolis coach jersey, like, he's horrible. He's playing shitty. So, you know, Hurts is doing his thing. It's only the seventh game for this kid. He still has a lot to learn. And then in reference to bad throws, yeah, man, he made quite a bit of bad throws today. So I really don't know what game some of these guys were watching, but I know I watched that whole game and it looked like shit. He was forcing a lot of shit, you know, misjudging a lot of shit. It was just, it was bad. It was bad all around. It was bad play calling, bad plays, bad QB. It's bad.
And I hate to throw salt in the wound as well, but I mean, I have to just acknowledge the fact that Dak really hasn't missed a beat since coming back from that injury, man. He looks good. Listen, I know the sour faces are in here. I know, but like,
you got to give props.
Dude was 26, three touchdowns.
You got to call it like it is. It's not. I'm not mad at you.
Hey, he's on the verge for comeback of the year, man.
Oh God, man. We got Fire Howie already. I just wonder what kind of you know, I saw that comment in there. Someone said that they heard the Adam Kaplan, you know, they're trying to force it to some players. I just don't feel like you need to force it to some players when it's, you know, if you're taking the motto, taking what the defense gives you and who's open, that's what you need to do. And there's moments where if he's holding on to the ball too long, you know, what was he, one of the highest ranked quarterbacks when holding the ball, he was like around 3 seconds. Yeah. He's got to start, you know, three step drop and fire and get it out of there. Someone tell Elena, because I saw she wants to know, is Fletch okay? Yeah, I thought there was cramps.
Yeah, he just had some cramps, and then it didn't make no sense to go ahead and put him back in there, you know, us being down as much as we were. I mean, he did his thing tonight. He got that fumble recovery, but it was just cramps. I saw him take whatever fluids he was putting in his body. He started off with a bottle of water, then went to some Gatorade.
He took a shot of something, too.
Yeah, then he took a shot of something, right?
Was that ginseng or pickle juice?
I don't know. Something,
but I want to say it was like a 5-hour energy, but they also had it in a little brown bag covering it.
Then he got off the field and he never came back after that. So, I mean, I don't think it really made any sense to go ahead and bring it back. So,
now Travis says, two games I can honestly blame play calling and some bad throws. I agree with you. Julio, he says, we had nothing going on offense. That is a common denominator amongst all Eagle fans out there. Tim, from you, go ahead.
Was it me? But I felt like he started running, like as soon as he got the ball. Like he never even gave himself time to look down the field, see any receivers, tight ends were open.
He looked uncomfortable.
Like, it's just like as soon as the ball was hiked, he went into that oh shit mode. And started scrambling around, and you know, there wasn't nothing. But it's like he didn't even give himself no time. I don't know. I just felt like that's what I was seeing a whole lot of today. But I don't know. You guys tell me if it's different.
You know, there's that one play that Dickerson gave up to Odigizua, who was their rookie DT. And you know, he had him for a second and then he just let him through. I mean, when you start not trusting your offensive line, you already know that. There's going to be some issues, but you know, overall, I just felt like he started to see he was getting out of there faster than normal. Where was that other comment?
Yeah, I mean, the past two games, I'm looking at it right now. Miles Sanders had 13 attempts for 55 against San Fran, and then he had 15 attempts for 74.
And he's popped off. I mean, in against San Fran, he only his longest was a 10-yard run, but he is capable of popping off these 20-plus yard runs that we've seen him pull off his entire career. And that's a real jump starter for an offense. And for, like, you know, where I know we're sitting here saying that when you're down as much as you are, you have to throw and get the ball down the field. This dude is capable of making big plays happen. And when they're all expecting the pass,
chunk plays.
Yeah, when they're all expecting the pass, then they're not stacking the box. So that's when you'd have to take advantage of Miles Sanders just, you know, breaking one off. I just don't understand. I'm really looking forward to just watching Nick Sirianni's, you know, press conferences, what goes on tomorrow. And I just want to hear some answers for what the hell was that, man? Like, what the hell was that shit?
What the hell's going on out here? I saw this from Elliot. He says, can we talk about the upcoming schedule? Are y'all worried? It doesn't seem like this, like the issues are being corrected. Now, if we're going to go to the schedule, we have the Chiefs. We have the Panthers. We have the Bucks. We have the Raiders. We have the Lions, the Chargers, the Broncos, the Saints. And then we start getting some of those NFC East games, the Giants, Jets, who have not won games. Did the Jets win a game yet?
No.
So yeah, it's Giants and Jets, Washington football team, Giants again, Washington again, and then the Cowboys to close it out. So you talk about, you know, the back end of the schedule is a little bit more favorable, but here we go. We got the Chiefs, who lost two straight. Andy Reid was in the hospital. They're under some adversity at the moment. We get them at home. You never know. You know, Mahomes is Mahomes, though. Yep. Wilson. Bro, man, like, I'm not trying to feel that vibe, man. Like, and then
we go on the road. Any given Sunday, man. Any given Sunday.
Josh from Facebook is like, la, 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 la. I'm not. Hey man, this is why the game has to be played.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, it is a week to week kind of thing, and the Eagles are one, like I said earlier, to win games that they're not supposed to win, and then give up games that and get blown out in games that they're not supposed to do that. But as far as the next three games, that is a gauntlet and a half, and we just got to go in with play it week to week, man. That's all you could do is look at one game at a time and come up with a better game plan than the week you did before.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's like when you got a young football team, a young head coach. I just, like, you know, prior to the season, I said, you got your Fisher-Price head coach. You got the training wheels on it. And you got you have this front office with their – they got the hooks in them. So – you know, he's kind of at, you know, he has to do what they say, and he right now he's reeling. But my thing is right now, like, I saw this by a couple, you know, tweets out there. What does it say if they start losing? How will that affect the locker room? Will they start buying into the messages, buying into what he's putting down in these meetings? You know, I mean, his coaching approach might be a little bit different than a Dougie P. You know what I mean? Like, it's his coaching approach. Is it going to be something that they respect? Like, it's like, it's, I'm tired of these TED Talk meetings. I want to, you know, once kick the projector, put a hole in the wall, punch somebody in the first row that's sleeping. I want to see somebody get angry. And you just, at the end of the day, we do have a young coaching staff.
Joey Garcia on Facebook says, y'all told me how bad Doug and Wentz were. This was garbage. Was last year not also garbage? This just is more recent garbage, right? We had last year's garbage, which smells like shit. Yeah, this year's garbage, which is already rotten. So, I mean, potato, potato, man.
This is right.
Hey, and we're still going to tell you it's garbage. So I'm like, this today was garbage. And Joey, I'm going to say that from the rooftops. Speaking emoji, today was garbage. I mean, and you gotta say and be honest. You can't be like, there's no way to candy coat this.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You 41 points dropped on you on a Monday night in front of the entire country. Yeah, there's no way to sugarcoat that.
And then what are you going to – what is Lurie saying right now? He's like, put Jay Jaw in. That was my selection.
Oh, that's another one too. I'm glad that you brought him up. That dude just doesn't exist, right? I mean, can I get the Office Space meme up with the – what is it exactly you do here? where how does he even fit in this offense? This dude,
yeah, he's got some dirt on somebody. He's got some dirt. If he doesn't, his mom's does.
but at the end of the day, like we saw in back to back weeks an offense that can't execute. That at the end of the day, that's what we saw. Yeah. No.
What, lack of execution?
2 weeks in a row, lack of execution, yeah. Offensively.
Well, yes and no, because it wasn't like the execution has nothing to do with the game plan. The game plan was trash too. The execution of the poor game plan was also trash. Like,
well, I'm talking about
you have to go in there. You have to go in there with a game plan that can work, and then execute. Well,
executing the plays efficiently as a quarterback, like hitting your open wide receivers, like the little stuff that doesn't require any getting or you know, throwing the ball away, just making smart decisions with the football. Like, that's what we have to get back to. If you're a young football team that's reeling right now, you got to execute. You got to do the little things that require no talent, as Sirianni says, you know, no penalties. Stop getting yourselves in third and longs. Like, and that's why I'm just saying, like, as running the ball, you know, get your offensive lineman used to hitting going forward. Ask any lineman. After a while, you know, when you're pass blocking and the defensive knows, they're going to tee off on you all game long. They know what you're doing, and that you're getting hit. So, like, I'd like us to be doing some of the hitting and doing some of the mauling. But again, like, if people are saying, oh, you know, we're behind, I felt like that window when it was like going into the second half and driving and getting a score. Like, I felt like if you could have got a score there and then get the ball back, that would have been lovely. But that didn't really happen.
Hey, Jacob, if you're trying to save a trip, I'll take those tickets from you.
Wow. You rethink your... his life choices. I mean, again, don't let that be, you know, don't let that today's loss. Hey, man,
this is going to hurt for a couple of days. I mean, it's definitely going to hurt bad tomorrow because I have to go to work and hear everybody's mouth. But
I think Fred kind of brings up an important part right here. I kind of feel as if I agree with him. He says Hurt's soul left him after that 59-yard pick six happening to start the third quarter. Do you think Hurts is guilty at times of just getting inside of his own head? Do you think that is going on out there? And that's a major problem that needs to be addressed. We saw that before with Nelson Aguilar, but he's not making the decisions. When the guy that's making the decisions is in his own head, that's a big problem.
That's what I'm saying. He showed that as soon as that happened, like you just mentioned, as soon as that happened, you could see that it was just a whole different Jalen Hurts out there. And that's where I really started seeing once the play started off, he went into the running mode. Like, he didn't even take the time to go ahead and see the rest of the field. So, like, his confidence also went along with that 59-yard return. Like, mm-hmm. Everything just left his body.
No, I do think that people don't realize, you know, yeah, I mean, he is from Texas. He knows how important this game is. Sometimes players do get in their head in a certain – like, he had a look that I haven't seen really from him. Like, I saw that was like, oof. Like, he was reeling at that moment, I felt like. But I feel like, you know, playing in Texas, he's from Texas. He knows how important this game is, how big this game is. He's played in big games throughout his career. But overall, you know, you catch an L, and he'll probably tell you himself. They're gonna build on this and learn from this. Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is, will they learn from this? And how do they, you know, if they forget, you know, because sometimes players don't forget. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to have a short-term memory and pick it up and put it down next week. I mean, hey, no, did anyone think the Chiefs would be one and two right now? No.
1-2 versus 1-2. So,
yeah. So here we are, 1-2 versus 1-2. All I know is we're gonna have a tailgate. So if you guys are gonna be down there and you're looking to take out your frustrations on some ice cold Bud Lights and some Conchi tomato pie and maybe a cheesesteak by our guy Evan.
Yes, sir.
You know, you still could have a good time. Okay, you know, like it, the world is not stomach. The world is not over because the Eagles lost to the Cowboys. Like we have another week to get better. Reed versus Sirianni, Uncle Andy back in town. How about that?
Big Red, always a pleasure to see him, especially when he's kicking our teeth in.
Yeah.
We're talking about veteran coaches versus our coaching staff. A lot of young dudes in there.
A lot of young guys, yeah. And that inexperience just spills over onto the football field.
Mama McCabe is going to make it out to the tailgate, maybe?
I hope so. Maybe. Everybody in the comment section makes it.
Man, did you realize Carolina is in 2 weeks?
Yes, sir. We'll be there.
Hey, Evan, did you talk to your bosses? Are you going to get some time off?
We need to.
Evan, don't start your shit, Evan.
No, I'll be good. I'll be good.
All right.
Bathroom. Oh, hey, we'll take the bathroom breaks. I promise.
We might have to add a day.
Bring a goddamn bucket.
Jacob says he wants the full experience for my first ever game at the Link. Hey,
oh, you don't get it, trust me,
bro. You're gonna get it. So don't. I don't want to hear anything to talk about not being at the game. Pete asks, "How was Evan's cheesesteak? It was pretty. It was damn good."
Have a cheesesteak off, Pete. I'm in.
It's damn good. You can come and rate it.
Appreciate it.
Everybody knows Pete Nathan is a foodie. Check out his YouTube channel. He cooks up some gumbo and all that good stuff.
Yeah, his food looks good.
Keith says a lot of young guys were in Vermeil's coaching staff. See you in Charlotte. It sounded like he had a can't wait at the end of that. Can't wait. Can't wait, man. We'll see, man. It'll be interesting, man. I just think when you lose to Dallas, it's not like losing to any other team. So I think that's where the vibes right now are.
Yeah.
People are in their feels. Throw on some Drake. You know, get emotional. write a sappy love song. Eat a cheesesteak. I don't know, man. I don't feel good. At the one point in the game, my girl goes, and she didn't know. My girl didn't know, have no idea what happened in the game. She came over and she was like, "Hey, can I get a real hug real quick?" And I was so angry. I'm mid tweeting something. I said, "Babe, no, not right now." And I didn't realize how wrapped up I was into the Eagles at this moment. I was like, yo, my girl just wanted a hug, and yeah, here I am.
You're out there getting crushed, and now you're crushing her. You're just passing it all around.
I had to go. I had to apologize.
I had to put a tweet out.
I was like, hey, babe, you know, I'm sorry, but you know, it's just kind of
into
my Eagles. And
my bad.
So, any last words before we get out of here, Prime?
Yeah, man. Just please get your shit together. Come up with a better game plan. The expectations going into this weekend is not of the highest, but we have to redeem ourselves some way, somehow. So, get it together, man. Come up with a great game plan. Give us a reason to go ahead and have some confidence again. Run the goddamn ball, please. And I'd rather use a different term, but again, I'm trying not to curse, but run the goddamn ball. We got a great running back that could go ahead and make plays, utilize the man. I mean, what is going on? Whatever it is, get it out of your asses and run the goddamn ball. Please spread that offense out, man.
Out of your asses and spread that what?
I'm tired, man. I'm ready to go to sleep. All right, I gotta get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
our man Tracy said he's gonna be in Denver. Shout out to you, man. We're definitely, hopefully, we're out there, man. It's gonna be a long ride. Look at Palatero Pinga dropping. Miles should ask for a trade, huh? Oh. Will says, make that shirt prime. Get your shit together. Run the goddamn ball.
All right, Will, I'm gonna consider it.
I mean, as for me, I understand all of us in our fields right now. We got 14 games to go, guys. We got a long season ahead of us. You guys need to watch some Monty G videos or something. Get your energy up for some blind loyalty. Go into next week, rock the house, act like this whole shit never happened.
Baby.
We have a long way to go. We still need to see, we still need a lot of answers. A lot of questions answered on this team as far as who we're going to be moving forward with. A lot of answers about this coaching staff. This is all just feeling it out. Probably, you know, it isn't going to be a great year, being realistic about it. But it's all about.
Whoa.
What?
It's not going to be a good year now?
I'm just saying it's not going to be a great year. Do you know what great is? Great.
Yeah, look at Prime's face. Look at Prime's face.
Greatness was 2-4-18, bro. It's not going to be a great year.
Prime's hurt, man.
Yeah.
Prime's big hurt.
We all are. But go Birds, baby. Go Birds.
If I'm going to leave you anything, make sure you check in on your people, especially after today. Check in on your people. Make sure they're good. Let them talk it out if they have to. Because I think today is going to be I'm going to let you know to stay away from the radio tomorrow because it's going to get real ugly tomorrow. Eagle fans are going to be all over the place emotionally. But overall, man, just keep your head up, man. Like you said, it's early in the season. Anything can happen. The NFC East is not looking so great. We lost the opportunity to, you know, take over the NFC East. But again, long season. Anything can happen. Let's make sure hopefully our guys are healthy. Did anybody get an update on Isaac Sumalu? I know it's a foot injury. I don't know. It didn't look good, but we will keep you updated over the week. Hopefully, we will be having a Chiefs podcast. That could be interesting. Or Uncle Andy back in the link again. We will be tailgating in G1 for those looking to come out and have a good time and tailgate. But and we'll try to get our minds off this L. Can we promise everyone a good time, guys?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
All right. All right, the crowd has spoken. We'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.